Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, I'm sure that if I could pop through the speaker that you're listening to these pearls of wisdom on this morning, and I peeked into your living room, office, or maybe even your automobile that you're driving, you'll have a smile on your face. No, not because of me and what I'm about to toss your way, just a smile because you know Thanksgiving is over, and now it's on to Christmas, and you got one more holiday without talking about politics or religion around the table. If not for any other sake, but for the sake of the young ones who don't want to hear grown adults conversing about things they don't really care about yet, although that bar seems to be dropping every day. I do wish to add whatever my community comment colleagues spoke about yesterday on their 3 minutes on Turkey Day by expressing my many thanks. First and foremost, thanks to my Heavenly Father for giving me such a beautiful wife and beautiful children and beautiful grandchildren. Nah, everything's not perfect for them, but everybody is blessed with the rewards for their many challenges in this tough old world we live in. Tough, that is, compared to my father's and grandfather's generational comparative times. I'm thankful for this country, with all of its greatness as well as its imperfections. You know, I'm really grateful to live in a small town with friends, friends to bump into every day, either in the commercial building or in the neighboring streets. Yeah, I'm grateful we have the Betty Chins of the world, the Eureka Rescue Mission, Food for People, Humboldt County Boys and Girls Club, and a whole multitude of nonprofit agencies that compete for the contributions to better all of our local causes. I'm also grateful at 75 years of age, I can still get around pretty well in my garden. And I have such great customers who've been with me for 20 plus years. Grateful for friends that I consider friends and not merely just Facebook friends, but those that will aid me at the drop of a hat. I'm very thankful that I have this opportunity to speak my mind every other Friday with the permission of the Pastimes. Finally, once in a while, an associate of mine who is a quasi-fan of my comments here will leave me either an email, text, or the actual printed piece of paper on my desk. You know, I'm thankful for a recent piece that has no known author to it, but it goes like this. May you never receive all that you ask for, so you learn to appreciate what you already have. May the wind sometimes be in your face, so you'll learn to soar when it's at your back. And may the sun be your friend, not your constant companion, so you will learn to treasure its warmth. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.